This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's young people are in a mental health crisis. That's according to a new study from the Department of Public Instruction. 59% of high school students say they've dealt with at least one mental health challenge in the past year.
Think about that for a second. Almost six out of every 10 Wisconsin high schoolers are telling us that they feel anxious, depressed, or suicidal.
State School Superintendent Jill Underley says schools need more mental health services. The remains of a Wisconsin soldier declared missing in action in the Korean War have been identified. Army Corporal Robert Race was from Dodgeville. His body was found in 1951. He'll have a military burial in Dodgeville in September. 75 police officers from Milwaukee will help secure the Democratic National Convention in Chicago later this month. They'll provide security as well as crowd and traffic control. More than 1,600 officers from 24 states in the District of Columbia worked the Republican convention in Milwaukee. A man from Fond du Lac will spend a week in jail for threatening state lawmakers. James Stearns is 75 years old. 2 years ago, he emailed a radio talk show host threatening to kill any state lawmaker who voted in favor of letting teachers and school administrators carry guns. Early voting for Wisconsin's August 13th primary is underway. The Wisconsin Interfaith Voter Engagement Campaign is reaching out to registered voters who sat out the midterms 2 years ago.
Listening to them, valuing what they have to say, and understanding why perhaps they've been disengaged for a while.
The campaign's Rhonda Lindner says just getting people to even talk about voting again leads to more civic engagement. Wisconsin healthcare companies say artificial intelligence should be limited and monitored. Officials from UW Health say they use AI for in-room transcription services during medical appointments and to answer patients' questions. A spokesperson says a doctor or a nurse reviews all messages before they're sent to patients. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The official numbers are in, and it was another record-breaking year for EAA Air Venture. Officials say 686,000 attended, up from 677,000 last year. There were a record 98 countries represented and 861 commercial exhibitors. Plans are already underway for EAA Air Venture 2025, next July 21st through the 27th. The city of Oshkosh is looking for a new city manager. Mark Roloff announced his retirement after 16 years with the city. Roloff started as Oshkosh city manager in 2008. Before that, he spent 11 years as Grand Chutes administrator and 4 years in the position in Berlin. Roloff's retirement is effective January 3rd, 2025. The Common Council will work with HR to find Roloff's replacement. Starting Thursday, fares on Oshkosh's GO Transit buses will increase. Regular one-way fares will now be $2 per trip, and senior and disabled fares will be $1 per one-way trip. The Oshkosh Area School District is looking for certified elementary, middle, and high school teachers, plus special education teachers, counselors, substitutes, assistants, custodial, maintenance personnel, and food service. To fill all of the jobs, the OASD is hosting a job fair with on-the-spot interviews tomorrow from 4 until 6 p.m. at the administration office on Eagle Street. For information, visit the OASD website. The Winnebago County Fair kicks off this afternoon at the Sunnyview Expo Center. This year's theme is Strolling the Fair Without a Care 2024. This is the 169th annual Winnebago County Fair. Admission is $15 at the gate. It includes entry, parking, grandstand shows, live bands, and midway rides. Barns open at 8 a.m. daily. The expo building opens at 9 a.m., and the family and kids entertainment starts at 11 a.m. each day. Two meteor showers, the Southern Delta Aquarids and the Alpha Capricornids, are expected to peak and light up the night sky this week. Civic Media's Brittany Merlot reports.
Meteor showers are the debris left by comets and asteroids orbiting the sun that Earth encounters annually at some point during its orbital path. Wednesday night is the best time to view both showers at the same time, as the moon wanes and loses about 8% illumination each night. sitting at just 16%. To view the meteor showers, it's best to look with your eyes only and not use any equipment, such as binoculars or a telescope. This is because you'll want a clear view of the entire sky. Remember to go somewhere dark and be patient. Sit outside for at least 10 to 15 minutes to let your eyes adjust to the dark. I'm Brittany Merlot.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Brewers lose to the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers starting pitcher Joe Ross looked good in the first couple of innings, according to manager Pat Murphy. Ross had not pitched since May 20th.
Ball came out really good. He's obviously healthy. I saw a couple 96s, I think, and the ball had some life early. Those first two innings looked fantastic, and I think the Atlanta Braves had a tremendous approach against them. And these are all-star caliber players shooting the ball the other way.
But then Atlanta tagged him for 5 runs on 8 hits and went on to win 5-1 last night at AmFam Field. Jared Kelnick, who grew up in Waukesha, had a home run for Atlanta, said he had about 80 family and friends in the stands, including teachers he had in middle school. Game 3 this afternoon. NFL, Packers giving their first-round draft pick, Jordan Morgan, a look at right guard. Jaire Alexander says he's excited so far about the new defense. How good can they be?
It's hard to say right now, man, but, you know, at the end of the day, I see us hoisting that trophy on my birthday, February 9th.
That's Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sinead O'Connor's cause of death has been revealed. According to The Hollywood Reporter, a coroner's report says O'Connor died of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease coupled with bronchial asthma and a low-grade lower respiratory tract infection. What happens when Ozzy Osbourne tries to apologize? He ends up having to apologize. That's what happened when Osbourne said sorry to Britney Spears for recently criticizing her dance moves, saying when it comes to her dancing, he sees the same thing every bleeping day, and that is very sad. Can't find the clicker, huh, Ozzy? Just when the fence was mended, Osbourne said, maybe change a few moves, though. Spears fired back some expletives and called the Osbournes the most boring family there is. Just an aside, one night when you're having a cocktail and you see a Britney Spears video, turn the sound off and watch her dance. Osbourne might be onto something. He's qualified, he's white, he's a dude. Actually, the dude. And he's for Kamala Harris. So says Jeff Bridges, star of 1998's Coen brother cult classic The Big Lebowski. Variety reports that Bridges took part in a Zoom call titled White Dudes for Harris. Joining Bridges on the call were fellow actors Sean Astin, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Bradley Whitford, and Luke Skywalker himself, Mark Hamill. They were joined by various Democratic governors in pledging their support to Kamala Harris. Bridges brought out his best dude voice saying, I'm excited, man. Divorce can be rough on a couple. For example, according to TMZ, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are splitting and have listed their Beverly Hills home for $60 million, forcing Affleck to buy a much smaller house for only $20 million. According to TMZ, Lopez celebrated her birthday alone by throwing herself a lavish Bridgerton-themed party. There's something so fancy about that, and yet so sad. If your resume is updated, you might want to send it to the Academy Awards. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Jimmy Kimmel and John Mulaney both turned down Oscars so far. ABC company man Kimmel has hosted the Oscars 4 times and the Emmys 3 times, but he's trying to slow down and have more balance in his life. Oh well, Mulaney said no thanks, maybe next year. The Oscars don't need to panic yet. The broadcast isn't until March 2nd, and it is still considered a prestigious gig, where most of the time you won't get slapped. Just because you've had a good sitcom once doesn't mean it's automatic your new show will get picked up. Just ask Ty Burrell, who played Phil Dunphy on the hit ABC show Modern Family. The crazy talented Burrell starred in 250 episodes of Modern Family, won 2 Emmys, and was nominated for 8 straight years. ABC still passed on his new pilot, Forgive and Forget. A tough biz indeed. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. It will be warm and fairly humid. Our high 87 with a heat index in the low to mid 90s today. Tonight, some thunderstorms after midnight. 69 tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Cooler scattered thunderstorms with a high near 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.